This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, a new study by the Washington Times shows us that 90% of the news media coverage, okay, 90% of the news media coverage today remains negative of Trump, even after the accomplishments of his first 500 days. Certainly, the so-called intelligentsia hate Trump, but they hate Trump not just as an individual. They hate him because he sides with us. There's your real reason. They've hated us. They hate the heartland American clinging to the guns and religion. They hated us long before Trump came along and will do so long after he is gone. The IG report has confirmed widespread prejudice among top justice and FBI officials, but it's a mistake to think this bias is directed against Trump per se. Officials like Strzok were intent on stopping Trump, but stopping him from doing what exactly? I mean, that's the thing. I mean, what's he going to do? Stopping him from restoring the right of ordinary Americans to govern the country? Maybe that right? Amongst progressives, there exists a widespread culture of intolerance and hatred directed at the middle class. And I'm not the only one, I'm sure, who finds the behavior of De Niro, Jimmy Kimmel and Joy Behar and the rest of them repellent. You know, it's revolting. With the Trump presidency, everyday citizens have gained a voice in Washington, something that has not been there in a long time. At exactly the same time, the media attacks on these Americans have exploded. The inference here, if you will, is clear. Hollywood, the mainstream media, and academia believe that ordinary Americans must be silenced. Only the smart ones, as the leftists consider themselves, have a right to be heard. The left is attempting to silence the opposition and has been doing so for a long time. The problem is that, in the end, silencing the opposition involves the use of force. It's bad enough to censor one's opponent, as the fake news does every minute with lies and omissions and outrageous claims. The media was hoping that Trump would fail at the Singapore summit. Now that he has succeeded, that success is not being reported. All they can say of the historic success is that Trump's achievement appeared to upend decades of U.S. policy in Asia. Well, but we don't have to, we're trying to negate the threat of the Norks. We're trying to negate the threat of being EMP'd, which, has anybody ever gotten close to that before? You know, when Jimmy Carter got Menachem Begin and Anwar Sadat to sit down and talk in the same room, he got the Nobel Peace Prize for that. And he should have. Trump should get it. Now, the suggestion that the U.S. may eventually remove troops from the DMZ will likely spark concern in Tokyo and Seoul, according to CNN. Is that all there is to it? It's better to stick with the status quo and allow North Korea to assemble a large nuclear arsenal and the ICBMs to deliver it than to change U.S. policy. Is that the supposition we're playing with here? That wisdom, by the way, was the work of Joshua Berlinger, a 2012 graduate of Tufts University and video editor, among other titles, at CNN. Not exactly Walter Cronkite there. Now, there's many ways to silence the opposition, including the covert activities of the FBI and the DOJ. If they hate us that much, they feel justified in using any means necessary, no matter how improper or illegal. And all this is driven by the contempt progressives feel for lesser Americans. And it's ironic that the progressives think that they're smarter, because the progressive agenda has a very nasty track record. In every case, as in Venezuela today and under Obama in the U.S., it has led to impoverishment and repression. And if progressives are so smart, why do their policies fail when those of conservatives succeed, as they've been doing under Trump? And why don't, this is a very important question, why don't the progressives seem to care whether they succeed or fail? Now, the success of free market policies has been documented time and time again. The contrast between Carter's liberal policies and Reagan's pro-business stance was obvious in the 1980s. And now that scenario has been being played out again. The Atlanta Fed has just projected 4.8% growth for the second quarter, better than anything ever achieved over the entire 8 years of Obama's presidency. The Heritage Foundation's Index of Economic Freedom for 2018 shows significant improvement in financial freedom following a decade-long decline, most of it under Obama. According to the report, there are signs of renewed labor market dynamism and increased growth and major regulatory and tax reforms that are spurring business confidence and investment. Along with that will come less crime, higher education, better futures. Yeah, it'll be nice. Americans feel freer under our president. The latest Cato Institute's Human Freedom Index, which I didn't even know that existed, showed the U.S. with a score of 8.39 out of 10, 17th in the world. In 2016, we were 27th with a score of 8.27. So there's been a significant improvement in just 1 year under President Trump. And it will be fascinating to see the 2018 report, which comes out in January. So by every objective measure, we're becoming freer, we're becoming more prosperous, and the left hates it. They are rooting right now for there to be a recession in advance of the 2020 presidential election, even if ordinary Americans are harmed. They don't care. We're just fodder. They care about their own power, not about you, not about me, not about our freedom, our happiness. They don't even care about our lives. And it's important for conservatives and, you know, for us to understand just how extreme the left's position has become. We've always lived under the fiction that it can't happen here, but it can. It will, given a chance. And our Constitution and democratic traditions are supposed to protect us from totalitarianism. But progressives don't care about democracy. 2012, Ruth Bader Ginsburg told Egyptian revolutionaries that she would not look to the U.S. Constitution if I were drafting a constitution in the year 2012. I might look at the Constitution of South Africa, she added. The year after she spoke, there were 17,068 murders in South Africa. For the same year, there were 12,253 murders in the entire U.S., a country more than six times as populous as South Africa. The most fundamental responsibility of a constitution is to protect the security and freedom of the people inside the country, which is doing a better job, the U.S. or South Africa. And why doesn't a progressive like Ruth Bader Ginsburg seem to understand that freedom matters? And it is, I believe, to the extent that they think about ordinary people at all. They don't care if they're harmed. And for a long time, the conservative response to leftist hate has been something akin to Reagan's, there you go again. Reagan was nice, but he was too nice, and he made it sound as if progressives were little children being naughty again. Even in his day, they're a lot worse than that, and today the left is hardened in something closer to the Bader-Meinhof gang. They have no intention on the left of just disagreeing with us over the course of Trump's two terms. They're trying everything to impeach him, and they're attacking and intimidating conservatives everywhere from Trump on down. They want Obama's small circle of academics and intellectuals in power. And in the long run, there's only one way to impose the will of a political elite on the masses, and that's going to be through force and violence, which I assure you, leftists, that will be a bad day in Baghdad if you cross that line. Stay tuned. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Duh. Counting down the days till I get to go to the shoot house with JT in a couple of weekends. Finally, I get to shoot some more. I got a bunch of guns to shoot that I've never shot before, so that's going to be fun. Kate Lewis, she is an American expatriate who has been living with her family in Japan for the last 2 years for her husband's job. And now they're coming home to America soon. And she has realized something. She says, I never really knew that I had a day-to-day fear I carried in my heart living in America till we moved away. And what does she mean exactly by a day-to-day fear? She gives us a few examples. Co-workers and I would share our active shooter escape plans with each other. Friends would admit they now choose seats nearest the back doors of restaurants and bars in order to make a quick getaway if necessary. The ever-present terror of my family dying in a gun massacre or whether or not I could shield my 2-year-old son from rapid-fire bullets. I feel for Miss Kate Lewis because, you know, when Rob is talking about the non-gun owners, the difference emotionally between the non-gun owners and the gun owners, a lot of them that are non-gun owners are getting their information from the media. And we know where the media goes with it. So she is a victim of the media propaganda here. So I have the utmost compassion for her. Fear like that is a horrible thing to live with. But I must ask, has she sought professional treatment for her debilitating phobia? Now, somebody in the back is probably going, there's nothing irrational about not wanting to be gunned down by complete strangers. That's true. It's also irrelevant. What Ms. Lewis describes is a fear of some random gun massacre, not a specific threat of violence. And according to the Washington Post piece, as of May 22nd, 2018, there have been 152 mass shootings with 1,091 deaths since August of 1966. That's 152 such shootings in over 50 years, or about 3 shootings per year, and an average of just over 21 deaths per year. Take that for a moment, push that aside. Then let's allow Ms. Lewis to explain the rational reasons for her bowel-clenching terror. Japan's approach for regulating guns has created a society where gun violence is almost non-existent, with just 6 deaths from guns across the entire country in 2014. Japan's gun regulations have little or nothing to do with the generally law-abiding nature of their very homogenous society. You know, yes, their gun-related homicide rate is indeed minuscule. Their overall homicide rate is also amazingly low. From 2004 to 2013, they averaged 0.49 per 100,000. In the U.S., on the other hand, the non-firearm-related homicide rate for that period was 1.78, or more than 3 times the total Japanese rate of non-firearm homicide. And from 2003 to 2012, that paragon of low crime and strict gun control, the U.K., averaged 1.38 homicides per 100,000. Now, you also must wonder if Ms. Lewis, would be willing to see suicides in the U.S. increase by 36,753 annually in order to prevent all 14,482 gun-related homicides. Now, whoever that was that said something about the, you know, you don't want to get shot down by a stranger, now they're saying, how's that working? And it's simple. According to the Washington Post, Japan's suicide rate, although it's been dropping in recent years, is still almost double that of the U.S., 19.4 in Japan versus 10.1 in the U.S. So if we got rid of our guns and imported Japanese culture, we could look forward to losing 2.5 times as many lives to suicide as we currently lose to gun murders. Now, I know that some will argue that if you get rid of guns, then gun suicides will go away too. To those people, I say, Canada. When Canada passed their draconian gun laws a few decades ago, their gun-related suicide rate dropped precipitously, a fact civilian disarmament advocates make much of while ignoring the fact that their overall suicide rate actually increased. Ms. Lewis goes on to compare the wonders of Japan to the horror that was her day-to-day life in the U.S. She wasn't scanning every grocery store for its nearest exit as she shopped with her toddler son and newborn daughter, or standing on the fringes of a crowd at concerts, or wearing sneakers to the local playground, solely so she could easily grab her children and run for all of our lives if I had to. I'm dreading returning to a place where 7 kids are shot and killed every day. Once again, Ms. Lewis, you're incorrect. Per the Centers for Disease Control, between 2007 and 2016, an average of 236 kids died annually from gun-related homicide or accidents. That works out to 0.64 per day. Even if you include suicides, which are mostly preventable and not the gun's fault, that totals 286 annually, or 0.78 per day. To reach the figure of 7 kids per day, 2,555 annually, you must include suicides and legal intervention and 14-year-olds. Oh, and 15-year-olds. And 16-year-olds, and 17-year-olds, and 18-year-olds, and 506 19-year-olds. Ms. Lewis says that when she gets home, she will join the Parkland survivors in demanding policies to keep everyone's kids safe. I know that guns are scary, but if you want to work for change, instead of worrying about the 12,000 or so gun-related homicides annually, how about the 28,390 deaths from accidental falls every year? Those are preventable. Or the 38,500 accidental poisonings annually. Or the 17,000-plus suffocations, or the 19,700 non-firearm suicides each year. Maybe, Ms. Lewis, you could work to reduce the up to 440,000 annual deaths due to medical mistakes and malpractice. That's an effort that takes out the number three cause of premature death. That makes a lot of people safer. And that's just a thought. Simply a thought. Something for you to mull over. I'm sorry that you have fallen for the, for the propaganda. And at the same time, I don't understand why you think that with everything else that we're facing in America, that you're picking the one that is the one that needs the most work. Of gun death, 2/3 of that is suicide. The remaining part of it, 50% of that is gang-related, which makes it drug-related. Then you're getting into the true murders, the real murders, which is about, give or take, 45 to 5,500 people. We're actually pretty civilized. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
USA Radio News.
Today, the Senate Intelligence Committee held a hearing to discuss the Department of Justice IG report that came out Thursday of last week. Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz spoke about how the FBI cannot be influencing elections.
I can't think of something more concerning than a law enforcement officer suggesting that they're going to try and use or may use their powers to affect an election.
Today at the White House, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen addressed the separation of families crossing the border illegally. One of the things discussed was how this happened in previous administrations as well.
Last administration, the Obama administration, the Bush administration, all separated families. They absolutely did. They did. Their rate was less than ours, but they absolutely did do this. This is not new.
Today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said the president does want to fix the immigration system, and he's committed to doing that. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. It's such a fight to fight these leftists all the time. Shortly after the Constitution was ratified, our founding fathers set to work on something else. They understood that as good as the Constitution was, it still left a few things up for grabs. They wanted to preserve a few key rights. That was out of everything that was going on, that was one of the things that a lot of the states were very adamant about. There were a few things that had to be preserved. So They believed that they were civil liberties that were believed were essential to our future. And among those are the right to free speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of the press, to name a few. And they called this the Bill of Rights. The first 10 amendments solidified our liberties and freedoms that are not granted by the government, but by our very nature as free people. Which, by the way, that works even in states, too, by the way, for all of you 10th Amendment progressives out there that believe that you can do away with stuff because state rights. Well, we have these rights by our very nature as free people. Another of those liberties, of course, was the right to keep and bear arms. Yet, we are constantly bombarded by people who think somehow we're somehow out of line to refuse to give up our sacred liberties. Like this opinion writer. He writes, I led my first mass shooting drill in January 2013, a month after the horrific Sandy Hook massacre. My colleagues and I spent hours developing plans. Would it be better to escape or to shelter in place or to fight back with the blocks and tennis balls to a police captain and advise we have on hand? Which students might freeze? Which might run? My classroom was less than 10 seconds from the school's entrance. What would that mean? Once America decided killing children was bearable, it was over, said British journalist Dan Nan Hodges, citing Sandy Hook. And indeed, as I installed blackout curtains and introduced my students to our designated hiding place, bring a book to read silently, word directions carefully so no one's alarmed, present the drill as a game. I waited for legislative change that never came. During the 2017-18 year, there had been on average a school shooting every single week of the year. While gun rights advocates have come up with an appalling list of anti-solutions, what they're unwilling to do is have a productive conversation on gun reform. As the 8th graders at St. Cornelius, let alone the students of Parkland, Santa Fe, and other communities can attest, those of us responsible for protecting students have failed. Now, those anti-solutions include allowing teachers to be armed so they can defend themselves with more than blocks and tennis balls, as this woman says she was told to do. It also includes hardening our schools, making it easier to defend them, and including a different alarm so teachers and students will know not to respond as they would to a fire, thus giving a shooter a more target-rich environment. I know, complete non-solutions. The writer here is trying to paint us as unreasonable, yet she's the one who's refusing to have any conversation that doesn't ultimately give her exactly what she wants, which, by the way, is not a conversation. Further, what she wants is nothing less than an infringement on our civil liberties, and yet we're the unreasonable ones here. I wonder how she would have reacted in the immediate aftermath of something like San Bernardino if people had started calling for the restriction of Islam. I'm sure she would have responded with citations of the First Amendment, arguing that people have a right to practice whatever faith they so choose and the government has no power to stop it, even though Islam's not a religion. In response to the attempted car bombing in New York City several years ago, you know, if that had been mandatory vehicle inspections, I'm sure she would have cited the Fourth Amendment protections against unreasonable searches. And in both those cases, you know what? She would have been right. But now that the right is one she doesn't personally like, she's ready to attack it. She's trying to paint those of us who want to defend our civil liberty as somehow being unreasonable. Meanwhile, she's the one pushing the radical agenda and refusing to discuss anything other than her radical agenda. She's not really interested in solutions. She's interested in restricting guns. She doesn't care if there are any other options out there. That much is clear based on her description as, you know, as non-solutions. So tell me, who's being unreasonable here? We're not interested in giving up our civil rights, any of them, but we are willing to try and find other solutions because none of us want to see dead kids either. In fact, that she, as a teacher, is unwilling to engage in even that conversation makes me wonder about the whole no one part. Then in other news, the media here recently, including Drudge, were reporting that immigrants had been killed in a high-speed chase with the Border Patrol. Now, that was interesting. So, you know, let's take a look at these news reports. And I can assure you that there's no evidence that a single immigrant was harmed. This is a classic example of fake news. The Border Patrol gave chase to three suspicious vehicles in South Texas. One of the vehicles, filled with 14 people, fled at 100 miles per hour and flipped over, ejecting a number of occupants. At least five people were killed and several others injured when an SUV believed to be carrying undocumented immigrants crushed in southern Texas after being chased by Border Patrol agents. The occupants were not immigrants of any kind. Immigrants don't squeeze 14 people into an SUV and run away from the Border Patrol. That's what illegal aliens do. The HuffPo's headline, Texas Border Patrol chase ends in crash, killing at least five immigrants, mirrors Drudge and the other sources, which also called them immigrants. Aren't you getting sort of tired of these news outlets and these opinion outlets just regurgitating what they see? I'm sure in the wake of this disaster, the Border Patrol will be blamed because it shouldn't have been pursuing these illegal aliens. After all, or the Border Patrol will be second-guessed. Did they have to really pursue them when they were speeding so fast? Forgetting about the fact that these are illegal aliens and that their smuggler, who created unsafe conditions by packing 14 of them into an SUV and driving at wildly unsafe speeds, that of course gets lost in the whole entire shuffle. Have you ever seen a single article blaming smugglers for the death of illegals? Have you ever seen a single article blaming illegals for their own recklessness? Now, as with the policy of child separations, the left will tell you that they are angry about what happened, but they will be very careful not to say what should happen. Because even now, they still are afraid to say what they openly want, totally open borders and dismantling of ICE and the Border Patrol. In case of fact, however, if we had a totally secure border, these kind of deaths would be avoided. Something the Democrats don't want to discuss. So expect the Border Patrol to have to absorb a lot of second guessing in the next few days, and expect the smugglers and the illegal aliens. I don't mean immigrants to be portrayed purely as victims. Well, the death of anyone, and I mean this, the death of anyone is regrettable and upsetting. At least we can take some comfort in the fact that no genuine immigrants, or American citizens for that matter, were harmed. Shouldn't that be what we're doing? Shouldn't that be our first consideration, our first way to go? I know what everybody's going to say. Bill, you're so mean. I am. I am horrible. I am a horrible person. But I'm also very, 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 very accurate, and I'm very honest. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I want to leave you with something to begin with. Let's talk about the kids. The left always lies to you about children. They look at children as pawns. They do it on as many different fronts as they can get away with. They lie about doing it. And then they lie about lying about doing it. And it's stomach churning because their pretend outrage is almost always about why Donald Trump shouldn't be president rather than what's best for actual children. And I'm sort of tired of it. A Facebook post on Saturday declared with righteous indignation, Isaiah 10, 1st and 2nd. Woe to those who make unjust laws to deprive the poor of their rights and withhold justice from the oppressed. And that was in response to a Time magazine article taking Attorney General Jeff Sessions to task for awkwardly sticking Romans 13 into a discussion on immigration last week. The poster who posted it received many sympathetic comments from people who were just heartbroken over the circumstances at the southern border regarding what authorities are supposed to do with children when their parents are arrested. The left doesn't care about these children. They don't care about the law. It was an Obama administration initiative to begin with. They don't care about the toll it's taking on the families. And to my knowledge, no one in any of the threads I've seen, where all the feigned sadness is being poured out, has taken one step towards doing anything about it. None of them have opened their homes to any of these children or illegal immigrants at large, for that matter. But they will on Facebook, after all, and I will not hesitate an iota to admit that Jeff Sessions has been about as awkward and an ill fit for public viewing as any attorney general I've ever seen. Georgie Borman, as a Federalist, pointed out, he seemed to make the situation more awkward due to his antiquated mannerisms and language. But he isn't wrong. He's just old-fashioned. Law, as it is currently written, dictates that we do not house children, especially quite young minors, in prison with adults. Isn't that a better option? You'd think that the indignant Facebook poster would understand that, and she and her husband have spent much of their adult life fighting the abuse of human trafficking. And if we want what's best for children, we will certainly keep them as far from such places as humanly possible. The faux indignant on this issue are correct on this point. The children did nothing to put themselves in these situations. But you want to know who did? A whole bunch of adults all around them. Parents in some of these situations have lost their children due to the inability to even prove they are the child's parent. Couple that with the reality that you've had numerous cases of smugglers taking children from the band of people they are smuggling and in turn using them as supposed child of their own, and now you've got really bad people. Smugglers, truly evil, mixed with more minimal lawbreakers, the illegal border crossers, and all of them are using the child in one way or another to advance their cause. And this hasn't got anything to do with legal immigration either. The establishment of that kind of a procedure is designed inherently to protect children from being pawned or in such back and forths by both the children's guardians as well as ill-intended criminals and governmental authorities. So never mind that the purpose of the policy is to highly discourage people from making these dangerous treks across Central America and Mexico in the first place. The general purpose even being to save lives that otherwise too often wind up lost. But you didn't hear that from the third grade mentality in the Stephen Colbert rant that said the Facebook poster's friends keep reposting. You want to ask the woman, did she genuinely want these children in adult prison? And as to whether we should allow children of all inmates to be in the prisons with them. And you shouldn't shake your head, because I know it's a ridiculous question, but not one that is, you know, as of this, that this person would probably be able to answer. What Colbert and Time Magazine and the Facebookers were also unwilling to admit is that children are being used to gain illegal entry into the country. Department of Homeland Security has noted the uptick in smuggling operations and the extent that the use of children is being implemented, and that is and should be considered criminal. And we enforce the laws, and we even administer consequences for crime, because crime should never be allowed to flourish, and chaos is the outcome. Ask the people who live in the southernmost 30-mile region of Arizona that has become uninhabitable by law-abiding citizens. We also enforce laws because it deters additional crime. When we repeatedly deport without consequence, the dangerous activity of attempting to break back into the country is repeated. Now, under Sessions' Justice Department enforcement, prosecution is increasing, which is causing the separation crisis, if you want to call it separation crisis. But overall, even with a slight spike this spring, illegal entry into the U.S. is on the decline. And that's a good thing. Legal immigration is ordered. It is not oppressive, contrary to what the Facebooker was implying in posting the verse above. What is it? To ask people to enter the country in an orderly fashion. It isn't even immoral to do so. It's actually quite nice. Please come. Please join us. Please become an American. Be one of us. Live with us. Assimilate with us. We're blessed, I mean really blessed, to live in a country that has the opportunity that we have. And I personally hope that we remain a beacon to all that are out there that seek hope. And that means we need to increase the levels of legal immigration. If that's what we need to do, then that's a discussion also worth having. Few other things. I know several of the commenters that weighed in on the Facebookers thread, and these folks were fine with the networks pushing the shooting victims of Parkland, Florida onto the national stage, but none wished to hear from the kids who disagreed. These ladies were all about the women's march, and on some level they were hostile to the March for Life. And they've also gladly repeated this false meme that children were being ripped from families on the southern border, but they do not care to mention that Planned Parenthood literally rips children from their mothers' wombs before they do unspeakable things to them. Now, we can enforce the law humanely. We can also do a better job of explaining the dangers and why stricter enforcement saves children lives. We can even admit that Sessions is goofy and has underwhelmed in his performance in public. But he isn't wrong. And obeying the law is always good for everybody. Teaching children to obey the law is healthy. Being a nation where laws are observed and followed has been key to why others have wished to come here. None of this matters to the just heartbroken that get their critical thinking skills from Stephen Colbert. The left lies about children. They're just pawns in a game to them, and they do it all the time. They lie about lying about doing it. And those of us who do care and take actions and demonstrate it, we're done. We're done watching it. You're going to get called out on it. There's the problem that you face now. I want to ask you a question. I see people all the time out and about, you know, with their kids with them. And if something happens to where one of those kids wanders away or something, everybody's always out there, how could they let that happen? And yet on our southern border, for some reason, all that is suspended. I'm going to take you, my child, and we're going to jump this fence that's 30 feet high. And then we're going to trek a perilous way across literally no man's land. And maybe, just maybe, we'll get where we're going and we'll live. But it's our only hope, and you have to be strong. Or you could just, you know, you could do like the British do and just try to apply to move here. Now, there's a reason. I don't really, part of the reason I don't think they do that is because it would take too long. The other part of the reason is I think they get a very mixed message from here in the United States. But we got to unite on that message. We do. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be joined by Dan Waz. I know that for sure. The author of Good Gun, Bad Guy. We're going to talk about a few things that are happening across the nation. But back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.